Dear brothers and sisters, today I wish to speak of the great contribution made by St. Dominic to the renewal of the Church in the Middle Ages. As a priest of the Spanish Diocese of Osma, he was sent on missions throughout Europe, which drew his attention to the need for sound and zealous preachers to bring the gospel to the people. He was entrusted with the task of refuting the heresy of the Albigensians, who denied the incarnation of Christ, the resurrection of the body, and the value of marriage in the sacraments. Embracing a life of poverty, Dominic dedicated himself to the task of preaching the gospel, and with a band of followers, he established the Order of Preachers, also known as Dominican Friars. Adapting the rule of St. Augustine to the needs of the apostolic life, Dominic placed emphasis on theological study, prayer, and community life for his friars. Thus fortified, they would be sent out on missions as itinerant, mendicant preachers. Hence the Dominican motto, Contemplata alis tradere, to hand on to others the fruits of contemplation. One important way in which the Dominicans did this was by promoting the prayer of the Rosary, a beautiful means of contemplating through the eyes of Mary the truths revealed in the mysteries of the life, death, and the resurrection of her Son. I offer warm welcome to the English-speaking visitors present to this audience, especially those from England, Nigeria, and the United States. My greetings also go to the students present, including those from Loyola University Chicago Rome campus. Upon all of you, I willingly invoke God's abundant blessings.